Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1159, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are in the middle of the Halachas of Shinoi Makim. Okay, I just want to take a, not a little turn, but it's just a reference to water. A lot of people ask, and it comes up all the time, especially now the warmer weather, water comes into play a lot. People, you know, carry bottles of water and so on, and how to work with water. So, and we've gone through this quite a number of times, but these are, there's certain, certain subjects, certain categories, if you want to call it, certain halachas, which really have to be reviewed constantly because it comes up all the time. There are certain, obviously, there's certain halachas and hilchos brachos which don't come up too often, which we go through, we learn, and so on, and maybe review it down the road. But there are then we have certain halachas which are come up quite often. For example, like water, Shinoi Makim. We're doing this the second time, a full blast of, if you want to call it, Shinoi Makim. Also, these are halachas which come up all the time. Not all parts of Shinoi Makim, but many parts of Shinoi Makim. But water is one of them which comes up constantly. So, just real quickly, let's jump into it. So there are various, the very important halachas which pertain to water, which some people are not so familiar with. The halachas of drinking water are a little bit different than drinking regular liquids. For example, somebody drinks juice, soda, these type of things. So, but water is different. So what's different about it? In order to drink, make a shahakal on water, right, one has to be thirsty. If somebody takes a cup of water and we'll see in a minute, they're totally, totally not thirsty. They have no pleasure in their palate, so no bracha is made. Whereby if you take apple juice, if you take soda, right, and you'll say, well, I'm totally not thirsty. I'm not even in the mood of soda or whatever. But once you, if you want to drink it, you have to make a shahakal no matter what. Even if you say, well, I'm drinking soda to take down a pill, right, or just whatever. I'm just drinking it for the fun of soda. Whatever the case is, you drink soda, juice, orange juice, all these, anything else besides water that has its regular taste, one has to make a bracha. Okay, you have to make a shahakal. When it comes to water, you have to be thirsty, you have to have, and that is exactly is the pleasure. Now, in other words, the pleasure that people have from other drinks, and by water, it's being thirsty. Now, the Mishnah Berurah Taka tells us, the Mishnah Berurah in the Sharetzi, and he says it quite a number of times, and that he says the Mishnah Berurah, that if somebody has some sort of pleasure in their mouth, right, they drink it. They're not like, who knows what, you know, thirsty, whereby they gotta have water, whatever. You know, some people have such a dry mouth and the thirst, and who knows. They have that pleasure from the water. They're not, crazy thirsty, but they have some pleasure from the water. So then that pleasure, says the Mishnah Berurah, is actually a sign that they are somewhat thirsty. So that which the Shulchan Aruch says, one has to be thirsty. The raya is, how to back it up. If you have some sort of pleasure in your mouth, in the palate, says the Mishnah Berurah, that is already a sign that you are a little bit thirsty, albeit even a little bit, it will be enough to make a shahakal. Now, if one takes water and they're not thirsty, right, but why are they drinking water? They, something stuck in their throat, for example. Or, for example, they want to take a pill. Somebody has to take a pill. You take water, right? Or something, in their throat, their mamash, they gotta get it down, right? Sometimes, even in times and places, sometimes somebody took a pill without water, or maybe not without enough water, whatever the case might be, it's stuck in the throat. So they have to take more water. All these situations, if one is not thirsty, if they're thirsty, then they need water to drink besides that, just they're thirsty, right? Or they're gonna have some sort of pleasure in their palate. So then, and they would make a shakal. But if one is not thirsty and they're just doing it strictly for that, those reasons, right? Taking down a pill or whatever the case is, something stuck in their throat. So then no shahakal would be made. One would not have to make a shahakal. Now, the various different type of diets that call for drinking two or more quarts of water, there are various different diets, sometimes a doctor, sometimes a dietitian, or whatever the case might be. And the person has to drink in conjunction with those diets a lot of water, right? It could be a quart, two, whatever, it's large amounts of water. So if the doctor, the dietitian prescribes that water to be consumed every day, even if drinking the extra water, if when drinking the extra water, one is not thirsty at all, they're doing it strictly for that reason, to, for the health purposes or whatever. They don't have any pleasure out of it in their palate. They're not thirsty and so on. So then no bracha would taka be made. No bracha would be made on that. In the above cases, in all of the above cases that we spoke about, when one has to drink, for the various different reasons, right? Like we said, if one is taka not sure, so if they know they're not thirsty, so then it's no bracha. If they, if they are thirsty. I know I'm thirsty, but I'm still doing it for the pill, this, that, whatever. Okay, so then you make a shahakal, you're having pleasure. But if one is not sure, I'm not sure, maybe I am thirsty, not thirsty, I'm not sure. I once heard from Rabelsky in the Shir, Zechasadik Livracha, Rabelsky, that he taka said also, even on himself, that sometimes he drank water over the years and just wasn't sure. It wasn't clear, you know, if you have to make a shakal, obviously Rabelsky knew the halacha, but the question was if he was thirsty, if he felt he was thirsty, whereby he had to make a shakal. Sometimes a person straight out not really, really not sure, and whatever, they're drinking the water. Anyways, whatever the case is. So, or in the other cases that we spoke about, then it could be they are thirsty, they're not sure, they're sort of borderline. So what should one do? So there's various different ways to get out of it. Just to give some quick examples, which might help you in the reference to what one should do in order to make a shakal. Number one, you could take a little drop of soda. You could take a little drop of juice or anything else. Like we said in the beginning of the shir, then you would have to make a bracha. Take a little drop of some other drink, right? That regular drink, right? Soda, juice, orange juice, whatever, even a little tiny drop, then you have to make a shakal. You make a shakal on that, then you could go ahead and drink the water, obviously, without a bracha, because you have in mind the water also. Right, so another thing what one could do, one could also take a pinch of salt, a pinch of sugar, right? Make a shahakal on that. Salt, you don't make a shahakal on a lot of salt, but a pinch of salt, a little drop of salt. The Shulchan Aruch tells us you do make a shahakal, a pinch of sugar, of course you make a shahakal, right? And that would, well, and then you have in mind the water, that would also help. Also, one could do is sometimes you take, lemon juice, whatever. There's various different things that give a taste to water. Sometimes a powdery substance. There's various different type of things. You put a little bit of that, and whereby the water won't taste like water, will actually have a good taste. And then drink the water like that. So there are various different ways to work with it whereby one is not sure. If one is sure they're thirsty, so then of course you make a shahakal, in all instances, even if one is doing it for the pill or whatever the case is. Thank you for listening. Aslachim Bracha Kol Tov.